It has taken me a relatively short time to write this final version of the book, but a relatively long time to overcome my dread of publishing it. As a card-carrying member of the U.S. academic feminist community, I felt that the framework of analysis that I was developing would be anathema to many, if not most, of my colleagues.
Hester Eisenstein, a professor of sociology at Queen's College, says her book is a criticism of mainstream feminism from the socio-economic standpoint. The second wave feminism of the 1960s, she says, made very serious mistakes when it became mainstream. In the 1970s...
The capitalists needed women's labor. Women were saying, we want to be in the workforce, yay! And I talk about this as a marriage made in heaven. And so, from the beginning, the issues that were put forward by the mainstream women's movement were not issues that were in the forefront of what Black women, Latina women, Asian women needed, and certainly not what Native American women needed. Infant mortality, for example, police brutality. These were not issues that the middle-class women's movement defined as feminist issues.
In fact, even the central issue of abortion rights, Eisenstein continues, is problematic. Referring to a recent comment by Nancy Pelosi in the healthcare debate.
She said everybody in this country agrees that there should be no federal funding for abortion. And I was like, what? But that was what was decided in 1977 with the Hyde Amendment. Women can have the right to abortion, but are we going to pay for it? I don't think so. And that is a class divide and a race divide from day one.
Women's rights ideas have also been used politically to inflame hatred against Islam and as a tool of globalization in poor countries, says Dorothea Mendoza, a former leader in Gabriela Network, a Philippine-based organization fighting against the traffic of women.
President Corazon Aquino called Filipino women modern-day heroes because they're the ones who leave the country and work abroad as nurses, domestic workers, prostituted women, whatever, and send money back to the Philippines. And the structural adjustment programs, the whole idea of microlending. I mean, I didn't see any women in the Philippines being helped by these things. The women that I've spoken with, they said it was up to 45% interest.
Finally, Inestra King, an eco-feminist and author, decries the mainstream feminist model of upward mobility.
Many mainstream feminists felt that women should support Hillary Clinton no matter what, if she was militaristic, if she supported the welfare reform championed by her husband, NAFTA, the rest of it. To be in any way defending any aspects of traditional feminine culture or mothers or the kind of work that women do as caregivers and as nurturers is coded a lot as anti-feminists and actually undermining to feminism.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.